Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 448.
On Now You Know.
And hey, welcome back. This is our second episode this week, and there's going to be a third on Thursdays. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please consider it because you're going to be seeing a lot from us. So Tesla's latest over-the-air software update, 2025.8.6, is rolling out to the fleet, and here's what's in it.
For the new refresh Model Y, this update allows owners to choose if they want to use AutoShift Beta. Tesla explains AutoShift Beta as, for parking in multi-point turns, AutoShift Beta can assist with shifting out of park or between drive and reverse drive modes based on your surroundings without you using the touchscreen. Before you press the accelerator pedal, always check that the proposed drive mode matches your expectations and that it is safe to move in that direction. AutoShift Beta will only shift between drive or reverse drive modes in certain circumstances and when transitioning out of park, not any other drive mode or situation. You must manually shift using the drive mode strip if the vehicle doesn't do so.
So this is different than what we've had before, where it would just shift out of park. Now you could do a multi-point turn.
I guess so.
So AutoShift Beta only goes out to the new Model Y, but there are some other new features.
The ability to view the last 10, 100, or 200 miles of energy usage in the consumption page.
The ability to clear your energy history.
Also, Tesla now says that the battery's energy estimates now take into account all of the driver's usage characteristics, along with being adjusted over time based on your driving history.
The update also lets owners run a battery health test, which measures the battery energy retention since the vehicle was new. This option can be found under Controls, Service, and Battery Health menus.
Select Model Y units with model years between 22 and 24 now have been updated to use the cabin radar.
And that's to detect if you left a child in a car or something like that.
Right, or if you're having a medical problem.
Wow. Tesla improved the Rainbow Road feature in the update. They're no longer simply overlaying the visual over top the blue autopilot visualization as it did in past updates. It still incorporates certain autopilot features, such as the display of arrows when the vehicle suddenly slows down.
For the Cybertruck, the update adds steer-by-wire improvements.
And the ability to adjust air suspension ride height using the Tesla mobile app. The update also makes it so that Model 3 vehicles automatically transition to standard ride and handling when autopilot is engaged, though it can be disabled.
So Tesla typically pushes a new over-the-air software release on average about every 4 weeks, with 2 to 5 new features per update. So since March of 2020, when the Model Y was launched, that's about 65 updates and about 200 new features and improvements.
What other car company does that?
None.
Normally, the update is you go outside and you go, hey, my air conditioner no longer works.
Well, I am not surprised.
You can upgrade it with a new fan belt.
And speaking of the Model Y, Giga Berlin just announced a new milestone, the production of their 500,000th Model Y. So when did Giga Berlin first start producing Model Ys?
The first Model Y manufactured at Giga Berlin was back in March of 2022.
Now, I know that Tesla's goal is to continue ramping up production to hit 1 million vehicles annually, but expansion plans have slowed at Giga Berlin as market conditions in Europe have gotten worse.
Yeah, so in 2022, Giga Berlin achieved a production rate of 3,000 vehicles a week. They improved that in 2023, getting up to 5,000 per week. And then last year, it was 6,000 per week.
To hit 1 million per year, Giga Berlin will have to reach 19,231 vehicles per week.
Yeah, or over 3 times their current rate. Do you think they can do it? Comment down below what you think. So let's check in on the U.S. Doge clock.
Nice. Over $265 billion saved of waste and fraud in just the first 71 days.
That's $3.7 billion saved per day.
Now, if that rate continues, that would be a savings of $12,140 per taxpayer by January 20th.
And I just want to point out that as of 2022 IRS data, the average U.S. taxpayer paid, guess how much in taxes?
$20,000?
$13,654.10. So that's almost sounds like wiping out the average tax bill.
How is that even possible?
That's Elon for you. By the way, Elon, remember, is going to be leaving Doge in a couple months. It's not just like Doge is going to stop next July, but he's going to be leaving to go back to focus on, you know, I think he has a few other things that he does.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard he's becoming a dictator.
Luckily, he's put some really top-notch people in charge.
Top men.
I really think everyone should go watch that Bret Baier interview because it really does show exactly what they're working on.
Well, the craziness of people vandalizing and destroying Teslas isn't limited to the United States.
Yeah, on Sunday at 4:30 a.m., 17 Teslas were destroyed in Rome's Torre Angela district at a Tesla store. This is the largest attack so far in Europe.
The Italian special police unit, DIGOS, is leading the investigation into this act of terrorism that has cost Tesla over 2.5 million euros. They suspect anarchists are responsible.
And this is the second attack on Teslas in Italy in a week. Last week, a Tesla store in northern Italy was also firebombed. All right, time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And you're going to be happy about this one, Jesse. Sawyer Merritt posted, someone took their Cybertruck into Lake Grapevine in Texas.
It's in the lake. I thought it would be driving to Lake Grapevine.
No, the Cybertruck can drive in water up to 31 inches deep using wade mode, which uses a technology Tesla calls the Scuba Pack, where it uses the truck's built-in air suspension to pressurize the battery. However, this video looks deeper than 31 inches, LOL. And Cybertruck posted, God forbid a Cybertruck has hobbies.
Elon says with a little work, it should be able to cross some open water.
So there you go, you're getting your Cybertruck boat.
This is giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Over on our Disruptive Investing channel, we interviewed the founders of Harmony Turbines, Chris and Cheryl Moore, a startup company that may be disrupting the wind energy industry.
So for those of you who are interested in cutting-edge renewable energy technology, I have some homework for you. Watch our fascinating interview with Harmony Turbines on our Disruptive Investing channel, and then join our Patreon so that you can join us on Sunday, April 13th at 2:30 Eastern for a live stream with Chris and Cheryl.
Our Investor Club members will get to ask questions and hang out with us as we learn more about what Harmony Turbines is creating.
See you there. Class dismissed.
Class is dismissed.
All right, in SpaceX news, so for those of you who look at SpaceX and you think, well, that looks easy. I mean, I could probably make a rocket. Well, the Spectrum rocket, which was developed by Germany's ISAR Aerospace, launched in Norway 2 days ago.
The vehicle has cleared the tower.
That's cool. Looks like a successful launch.
Wait for it.
It's now starting the pitch over maneuver.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It exploded after 44 seconds. And Elon said, space is hard. Took SpaceX 4 tries to reach orbit. They can probably do it in fewer. But then it gets vastly harder to achieve truly useful reusability. Only SpaceX has ever done that. And SpaceX posted, named in honor of Fram, the first exploration ship to complete voyages to the Arctic and Antarctica in the late 1800s, the Framonauts are carrying a small piece of that ship with them to orbit.
That's cool. Yeah, and the launch was successful last night.
Nice. So can't wait to see what they find out.
They're up there right now.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
Get yourself the best razor in the world. Your face will thank you. And if you use our code NYK at checkout, you'll get 100 blades for free.
You can shave your legs too, can't you?
You can. Your legs will thank you. Escape into the
future. So during Elon's Wisconsin special election event on Sunday, he said this about Neuralink's Blindsight.
Well, there's certainly a wide range of questions tonight. Neuralink has had in monkeys a working, you know, device we call Blindsight. And it's been working well, and monkeys are healthy for a few years now. And we're hoping later this year to do our first device implant for a human, enabling someone who is completely blind to see. It's going to be low res at first, like Atari graphics, you know. So I want to set expectations appropriately. So it'll start off with like very low res, but then over time, I think eventually the implant would enable vision that is like superhuman. So that'd be pretty cool. And then yeah, things are currently on track to do unsupervised full self-driving in Austin in June.
So Elon is hoping that Blindsight will have its first human patient later this year.
Neuralink may be bringing sight to the blind, but have the media been telling that story?
But why would a Nazi want to cure blindness?
To help blind Nazis, of course! All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories. Send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got, Jess?
Ben sent us this footage of Starship deploying Starlink satellites using the PEZ system.
What? There's this giant hand in space.
April Fools. Ben and I have been sitting on this one for a while, so
Imagine if Elon has an April Fool's joke, launch Pez into space. That'd be awesome.
You know, they're probably going to on the first mission where they try it. Thank you, Ben.
Pez ship. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the day. Elon said, based on the videos I've seen so far, the worst fear of the paid Tesla protesters appears to be having to get a real job.
First of all, there are no cuts to Medicaid, Social Security, or other entitlements unless stopping fraud is considered a cut. Second, organizing a campaign to call for the death of someone is illegal. The organizers and funders will be found and prosecuted.
This meme of, if the news is fake, imagine how bad history is.
Elon says, I think about this often.
And lastly, David Faber was on CNBC the other day saying, I had the opportunity to ride in a Tesla this weekend on full self-drive. It's worth doing. The steering wheel was not touched. The technology is real. People are driving 100 miles out of New York City and not touching the steering wheel once.
Elon said, as I've said previously, unsupervised full self-driving Teslas will be carrying passengers in Austin in June and many cities in America by the end of this year. This will enable passenger cars to increase in utility by roughly half an order of magnitude overnight with a software update. And half an order of magnitude is five times more.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember to send in your pictures, your stories to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Community
mail time. Andy spotted this Honda Prologue in Indianapolis.
That's just as rare as a Dodge Viper.
So, good spot.
Yuri spotted a new Model Y in Palo Alto. Now, why does it look so weird?
The tailgate is slightly ajar.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're picking something up.
Yes.
Jim spotted a new Model Y in his driveway.
What are the odds? Congratulations, Jim. Philip's Cybertruck saw a chicken in the road and stopped for it.
So why was the chicken crossing the road?
For those of you who are wondering if Tesla can spot smaller animals.
Guess it can.
Balarama spotted these new superchargers going online in Las Vegas near the Sphere.
Nice. Wait, so you have a view of the Sphere while you're charging? People aren't going to leave. Michelle and Joseph spotted this red new Model 3.
Edward and Suzanne sent us this awesome picture from their garage.
Wow, it looks like a showroom.
Mm-hmm. This was the first Cybertruck that Yuri spotted in Palo Alto.
Wait, how could that be the first one? It's Palo Alto.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Palo Alto VA hospital.
Oh, okay. All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews, where you guys get to go out there and do the work for us.
Hi there, Zach and Jesse. Today we are at the supercharging station near the Intercontinental Airport near Houston. And this is functionally a really needed location based on the Hertz rental car and no other supercharging opportunities on the northeast side of Houston. Zero. So putting this one in was a really good choice. So far as beauty and appearance, there's not really much going on here. There's only the hotel here, which does say it has a 10% discount for Tesla owners. There are no restaurants. There are no restrooms. There's nothing else here, and there's nothing to recommend it based on the view. Out of function, I'll give this one a 6 out of 10. Out of beauty, you're not getting any points for that one. Until next time, now you know.
G'day, Zach and Jesse. Stephen and Minna in the car here at the Campbelltown Supercharger, just on the outskirts of Sydney, New South Wales. 4.5 kilometres off the main highway between Sydney and Canberra. So it's not too bad, but it's not right on the highway like a couple of the other superchargers. It's a 12-bay V3 supercharger. Also includes, one of the first I've seen, a disabled supercharger bay over there. It is part of the Catholic Club car park here, and you can actually just take a walk around the side and use their facilities if needed. There is also a Red Rooster and a McDonald's just across the road if you needed to get a quick snack. And also, this supercharger is open to non-Teslas. You can scan the code and follow the instructions there. Other than that, I'd probably give it 6.5, maybe 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. Again, we have a map on our website where you can post your reviews and see everybody else's. And thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
It is weird getting used to this new format, but I like it. Usually on a Tuesday, I was kind of like recuperating from all the researching and writing that we've been doing for 4 days. But now I've got this like extra energy and I'm excited to be finding the latest news to bring you.
We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Now you know.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.